Hello and welcome to the University Radio Bath SU coverage for the 2024 SU elections. So we've got Dinos in with us today, who's running for SU president. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Good evening, University of Bath. I'm Dinos, or if you want to go with my long name, Konstantinos Zachariadis. That is a bit long. Dinos is a nice middle, is a nice short name to give. And yes, thank you very much. I am indeed running for SU president.
So why are you running for SU president?
That's a wonderful question. I've been in Bath, just closing to 4 years now. This is my fourth year at university, came here September 2020. And yeah, right in the midst of COVID. And, you know, obviously being an international student coming to a new country, you know, in the middle of COVID as well, it was a big shocker. It was an adjustment period. And the university and the SU were there to support us during COVID, and especially after the COVID restrictions were lifted. They, you know, the SU provided a very safe space to meet new people, meet new friends, especially because it was second year and I was worrying that, you know, I've been a year here, the only people I know are my flatmates because of the COVID restrictions. So the SU allowed me a safe space to be myself and develop myself to figure out what I like doing and what type of person I want to be moving along. And that is such a beautiful and empowering thing that I want to pass that on to more students and give them give them an opportunity for the SU to enable them to shape their future.
So along those lines, what do you think you can bring to the role? What kind of your main policies?
That's an excellent question. So one of my biggest policy is your voice, your SU. So if you folks aren't aware, the SU's main motto is shape your future, which is basically they should enable you to pick the path you want to do. They should be helping you and giving you those opportunities. But over the last few years, I feel like the SU's been a bit stuck in its own ways, and there haven't been many opportunities to accelerate your personality growth and figure out new stuff. I mean, we do have existing sports and societies, but I know funding's a bit rough for them, and with other items as well, such as the UCU strikes, there wasn't many opportunities for students to express, you know, their preferences and whatnot. We did have the vote, but I heard from many people that they wanted to do some campaigning and protesting or just expressing their views on that. And that's one I want to give to them. I want to give the students those opportunities to shape their own future.
And so how would you go about kind of doing that? Would you want to engage with student groups more? Would you want to just be able to say, as your president, I want to help these students campaign for this and I want to promote it more through the SU? How would you go about that?
Yeah, of course. So your voice, your SU, main talking point has multiple angles to it, because of course there isn't one size fits all approach, and that is the main message I'm trying to pass across. It's we should listen more to the students. So one thing is having universal office hours for the SU officers and members of staff. Even though there is technically an open door policy, there have been many times where there are just lots of meetings and people are bogged down in meetings, so they can't actually, you know, listen to the students. And it's very important to not lose the forest from the trees in this aspect. That's when I want to have universal office hours to make sure that the SU officers are engaging and speaking with the students to actually listen and see what they want. Further, I also want to provide more support to the sports clubs and societies. There is a lot of red tape for them, which I understand that we need to be inclusive and there need to be safety procedures, but I also, that shouldn't stop them from helping out students and making sure that they provide the best support and experiences they can for students, and that is the most important part.
So would you say this policy is what sets you apart particularly from other candidates, or is there something else you think you have that makes you a clear person to choose?
I've got a very empowering manifesto, and I want to caveat this by saying that all the candidates for SU president have good visions for the future of the SU. So I encourage people to vote for whoever they believe in. But going back to my manifesto, I've got many other points as well. Specifically with regards to transportation, First Bus has a clear monopoly on basically being the only way to come on campus, aside if you take the 22, which has its own issues if you live in Odd Down and Coombe Down. So I want to enable alternative means of transportation, stuff such as e-scooters being allowed on Bathwick Hill, because currently it's geofenced and you're not allowed to use them. I want to encourage the city council to also build bike lanes towards campus. So if you go to other universities, for example, Bristol, the London ones, you see these plethora of alternative means of transportation, not only the bus. And while they are city unis, and I understand that there's a difference between city unis and campus unis, it still is the fact that bus prices have increased over the last few years, and they will continue to increase in line with inflation. The only reason why they're £2 at the moment is because the government of the United Kingdom, and specifically in England, has capped them at £2, but they're going to increase over the next few years as with inflation. So we need to make sure that we find alternative means to make it sustainable for students to come on campus, you know, 1, 2, 5, 6, 7 days a week.
So what have the current committee done this year that you've particularly noticed that you'd want to continue?
One of the amazing things the committee's done this year, it's every few weeks they send they basically post on Instagram as well as on email the highlights of the last few weeks. I think it's usually done on a monthly basis. Basically, this is what we've been working on over the last few weeks. This has been going really well. This is an area that we would need to improve on. And just giving that visibility to students, because the SU is for students. I know many students aren't fully aware of what's going on with the SU. I mean, people know the front-facing side, which is the societies and the clubs, but not so much the back-facing side. And that transparency and visibility is absolutely amazing. And not only do I want to keep that, I want to expand that in other areas as well. So in my manifesto, I have the faster releasing of minutes and making sure that they're written in such a way where it's not jargon, but actually simple to understand and follow through to make them accountable to students.
Yes. So in terms of, you were saying about transport, do you think the SU itself needs to strengthen its communications with the city in order to get plans such as allowing bikes and stuff? Or do you think at the moment our communication is quite good with like the council?
I definitely agree that the SU should strengthen the negotiation. And that's one area that I can really support with, because I currently am an advisor to one of the councillors with regards to transportation and buses specifically. But I do know the people there, and there are conversations about alternative transportation means, which I initiate and I'm helping with. And that is an area where the SU can really be a leader. I mean, students are something a bit more than a third of the population of Bath, and definitely one of the most mobile population of Bath, given the other distribution of people who are retired that don't transport maybe on a daily basis as far as students do to come to university. So we definitely are one of, if not the largest majority, stakeholders with regards to transportation. So that's something we should be at the front and center of.
Mm. So could you give us a reason why you think Bath in particular as a university is one of the best in the country, or is that not your opinion?
No, Bath is definitely one of the best in country, and I'm of the strong opinion of, if I went to any other uni, I would not have such a holistic and enjoyable experience as I did in Bath. One of the main things Bath does is they take hashtag belong at Bath very seriously, and you definitely do feel at home. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, in first year coming in the midst of COVID as an international student, I didn't go back for Christmas to visit my family because I just couldn't. Bath took really good care of us. They provided us with counseling for support. They gave us bubbles of other people staying so you can meet friends and, you know, not be alone during Christmas. They even gave us free food during at Lime Tree during over the Christmas period for those who stayed to make sure that you were well taken care of. And that's something that, you know, while many other universities around the country were struggling to make sure, you know, containing the lockdown or whatnot. Was it Manchester Uni, I think, put up the gated fences?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, there was a uni that put up gated fences. You know, Bath was very respecting of students and showed that we want you here, we want you to feel at home here, and we're taking active steps to make you feel comfortable here.
So if you could convince anyone to vote for you, why should they vote for you?
I encourage everyone to vote for whoever you feel comfortable voting. At the end of the day, I want this to be a democratic election, and I want this to be a high turnout. In terms of what I stand for, as I said, my four key manifesto points are, number one, making sure that your voice, your SU, people are listened to, students are listened to. Numbers two and three is enhancing existing and alternative transportation means to campus. And number four, which I haven't mentioned yet actually, is making sure that the SU and the uni support students during this cost of living and housing crisis. My manifesto is online along with my Instagram at Democracy with Dinos. I encourage you to visit those as well as all the other candidates and make your informed and educated decision to make sure that you vote for the candidate which you think will do the best for this university and the SU.
Thank you very much for coming in for your interview today, Dinos.
Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Votes open on Tuesday, the 5th of March, and close on Thursday. We encourage everyone as much as possible to vote, and then, as Dinos said, vote for who you feel comfortable with. And thank you very much for listening to your hobby.
Yeah, cheers.